In this video, we're going to answer the question, do real estate wholesalers pay taxes? Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. Yes, I'm still out here in Long Island for another few days. I'm getting exhausted. I want to get back home, okay? But let's get into this question. Let's get that answer. So, do real estate wholesalers pay taxes? There's a question here as well that's similar that somebody posted that inspired this topic. And it says, when do you pay taxes on the assignment fees, profit you receive? Is it wise to set up yourself as a business LLC as a real estate investor, which we did another video entirely on LLC. Should you set up a business LLC as an investor? Yes, you should, but it's not the first thing, okay? It's not the first thing you should be worried about. The first thing you should be worried about is getting to your first deal. And to get to your first deal, you gotta get started marketing, okay? And for you to get started marketing, you have to learn marketing so that you can put all your resources in the right place where you're gonna get the attention and start filling up your pipeline with people calling you, getting ready to give you a house. You need motivated sellers, okay? There's buyers at your local real estate association, in Facebook groups. If you have a good deal, there are buyers ready to go, if it's a good deal, okay? But your job as a wholesaler is to find those deals and then you connect them with investors that will fund those deals. So the question that you're asking here that inspires this video in particular is the taxes. When do you pay taxes on the assignment fee profit you receive? So let me first of all explain for those of you that are brand new here, make sure you subscribe, click the red button and click the bell right next to it. But let me explain what an assignment fee is if you don't know what that is. So as a wholesaler, one of the ways for you to make money is to make money from assigning contracts. You put a house under contract and then you assign it to an investor. Okay, so for example, we're talking earlier, you get paid for finding investors deals, right? To help investors find deals. That's what you get paid for, right? And you give that deal to an investor. You assign the contract that you put on that house, you assign it to an investor. So an investor will happily pay you a fee up to 10% of the after repair value of the property, or even more sometimes, right? So for example, it's a $200,000 home, you can make up to $20,000 or more from simply finding the deal. How do you find the deal? You find a $200,000, that's a house, that's worth $200,000 after repair. 65% of $200,000 is $130,000. The property needs $30,000 of work, just hypothetically, right? So now $130,000 minus $30,000, you put an offer in for $100,000, and $100,000, the owner says, you know what, this house needs work, it's dirty, I have to move to Florida, I don't wanna deal with this situation. And they say, I'm letting go. Yes, I'll put it under contract for $100,000, right? So you did that and there's a contract between you and the seller, and you take that contract, you assign it, right, to an investor who is willing to pay the $100,000 plus $20,000 to you. Why would the investor do that? Remember, the property is worth $200,000, right? So the investor is paying a total of $120,000. So when they do that, they basically put the work in, they repair the property, so they spend another $30,000 repairing the property, so their cost is now up to $150,000. They put the house back on the market for $200,000 and they make a $50,000 profit. Good business, right? So that's how they make money. So now the assignment fee that you made, the $20,000, when do you pay taxes on that? How you pay taxes on that is on your own. It's called capital gain. Now, some people refer to it as capital gain, some people report that as just a fee, because that's what it is, assignment fee. What I would do is, you need to understand that the title companies are not gonna take the taxes out. You're responsible for the taxes on that money. So in other words, my rule of thumb is that when I make it $20,000, $10,000 of it is not mine, okay? By default, okay? Now I'm gonna write off some expenses for doing business and things like that, with the help of my certified accountant, which you should find one, because I'm not one, okay? But I just always assume that 10,000, half of it is not mine, okay? And if there's less taxes, then it's just bonus money. So just keep that in mind, that's how it's done. The taxes are not gonna be taken out at the closing, when you get your fee, you are responsible for that taxes, and you rest assured that that money, that income is going to be reported. So make sure you're paying your taxes. Find a certified accountant in your local area and work closely with them on the best way for you to pay your taxes and file that money. And one of the mistakes that people make is they write off so much and they show very little in income. That's a bad way to go, because you won't be able to build your financial profile properly so you can start buying some rentals for yourself, so you can start building true wealth. Don't be afraid of paying some taxes, okay? We live in a system that's robust, okay? It's a beautiful thing. So pay some taxes, find a balance, show some income, show a minimum of somewhere between $50,000 to $100,000 income per year, so you can do things that normal people do. You want to buy a car, you want to finance a car, you want to finance a home, you can do those things, because chances are you're married to a person who would like to enjoy such things. So you don't want to be in a situation where you write off everything and then you can't show an income and it's just all a mess. Work with a certified accountant so you can do what works best for your particular scenario. But who pays the taxes? You pay the taxes. When is it paid? On your own, after you receive the money. So don't go to the mall and start spending the money as soon as you close a $20,000 deal. Make sure that you are keeping books, okay? So that's what I have for you on this video. Again, you gotta get to the deal first. You gotta get to the deal. How are you gonna get to that is by marketing. How are you gonna learn marketing? I have a free book for you. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and you can download it for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Don't forget, like, share, and comment your questions below in this video. See you on the next one, and peace.